Well, this was part of the Republican House agenda in 2014 to create a commission to clarify the wording on ballot initiatives, since we have an awful lot of them. There are other states that have, for instance, Colorado has a I think they call it a title board that creates a, or is charged with creating a clear and fair title for amendments on the ballot. I think the original proposal was to create something similar, but by the time it got through the legislature, our Fair Ballot Commission had become a board that writes clear and simple explanations of amendments and posts them to the legislature's website. But you won't see that wording on the ballot itself.
So in order to see this wording, you have to go to the website. It's not going to actually be on the ballot that you see on November 4th.
That's correct.
Well, getting to the amendments themselves, we'll jump around a little bit. Amendment 1 deals with foreign laws. What would it do?
What the amendment does is prohibits, and I'm quoting here, the application of foreign law in violation of rights guaranteed to natural citizens in Alabama. Essentially, it would prohibit courts from using foreign law in Alabama, except for various precedents in English law. I don't know that that is really done very often here. There's also, interestingly, a clause in here that would allow Alabama to not extend full faith and credit to other states. To me, that one kind of jumped out as a potential way out of allowing same-sex marriage, although the bill's sponsor, Gerald Allen, says that's not his intent. Because of that wording, I called Representative Patricia Todd, who's probably the only elected official in the state who's in a same-sex marriage. She said, and I'm quoting, that the bill's a joke. Like most Democrats, I think she feels a lot of these measures are to get attention, to inspire the base, and not really necessarily meaningful.
Well, there are a couple of amendments that are a little more run-of-the-mill, you might say. There's Amendment 2 would increase the state bonding authority by $50 million to pay for National Guard maintenance. There's also one, Amendment 4, that would change rules in the state legislature so that a two-thirds vote would be required if any law requires local schools to spend more than $50,000. Is this kind of a situation that comes up often where local school districts are required to spend more than $50,000?
It's definitely something that is on the minds of school administrators. I talked about this with Joe Dyer, who's the superintendent of Calhoun County Schools. He tells me that they worry a lot about the need to replace buses. The law requires them to do it on a certain schedule. Now, that's not something that would change with this bill, but imposing mandates like that is a big concern for school administrators who are worried that they're already having trouble making ends meet.
Well, the other two amendments, Amendments 3 and Amendments 5, could be grouped together. Amendment 3 would provide for a fundamental right to bear arms. How does that change compared to the existing right to bear arms?
It's a good question. We do have an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. We have Article 26 of the Alabama Constitution. This would provide a quote-unquote fundamental right and would subject new gun laws to strict scrutiny in courts. That's the wording in quotes. I spoke to Michael Sullivan from the NRA about this, and he says, well, this would be an extra layer of protection if the Supreme Court changes significantly. It would seem to be perhaps a somewhat distant threat, but apparently is on the minds of some gun rights advocates.
And Amendment 5 is sort of in the same category in the sense that it already exists in the state constitution. It's a right to hunt and fish.
Interestingly, there are some references to this amendment as a sportsperson's bill of rights, which may be a little confusing to faithful voters who may recall that they've voted on something like this before. We already have a sportsperson's bill of rights. This would tweak the wording so that restrictions on hunting would be based on, and I forget the exact wording, but basically restrictions would have to be based on what's necessary to conserve wildlife for future hunting. There's also a clause in there that says that hunting by the public will be the preferred method of controlling wildlife populations, which is pretty much what we already have.